Hey, my name is Sam Walsh, and right now I'm sitting down with two members of Pleasure Horse. They just got done playing a live in-studio session right here in our studios. Tim and Ben, thank you guys so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. I'm really digging the new album, or the new EP, I apologize. I like it a lot. I love the, we haven't had a country band in here for a long time.
Oh, wow.
It's about time, I think. Yeah. I'd love to ask you guys, where are each of you from, and what is it known for?
We're both from South Dakota, and it's known for sunflower seeds and
wide open spaces.
Yeah. it's sort of split in half, so it's like agriculture side and then Badlands and
we're both what you would call East River.
We're East River boys. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
East River boys. Is there like a musical split in between
the, drives that far.
You don't even know it exists.
I feel like Rapid City and
unless you're going to the Black Hills,
there's like a lot of folk music out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
on the west side of the state. But
did you guys grow up playing country in South Dakota?
Yeah, we did a little bit. Mm-hmm. I started playing like bluegrass music when I was in high school. And then slowly warmed up to country music. It took a while. But yeah.
Yeah, I kind of took a page from you a little bit, warming up to more of a electric country and old country. But my dad plays in a bluegrass band, and so I've kind of always had an ear for that, I guess.
Yeah, neither of us play the banjo, but it's just like it's in there somewhere.
It's in there.
I have a banjo. I just don't play the banjo.
Yeah, look at it
right
from across the room.
Hold it in
pictures.
As far
away as I can. Yeah.
What was the first show that either of you ever saw? And I'd like to know both the band and the venue.
First show I ever saw was probably I was probably behind a drum set for it.
Oh,
in middle
playing,
school?
Yeah,
it was probably one that I played at.
I don't know if you can count on a show
can
you
not count that?
No, like,
you have to be in the crowd.
Well, coming from South Dakota, I always thought that Minneapolis was the big city. Mm-hmm. Who did I see first? It took a long time before my parents had, you know, gave me like the go-ahead to go to even come to the cities.
Mm-hmm.
And it always seemed like a dream. And I think I saw like the Kings of Leon or something.
Oh, nice.
That was one of my first, I think after their second or third album, somewhere in there.
Sure.
What about you, Tim?
I think the very first concert I went to was a like pretty heavy, like I think it was this band called Head P.E.
Where are they from?
Like P.E. like gym?
Yeah, and that was like in quotes or something.
Okay.
I don't know what it meant.
It's all right.
But they're like an extremely vulgar, like very very metal band. And then POD, which is like a Christian band, was like opening for them. And I think that was the only way that my parents let me go to it, is that there was a Christian band opening, but then there was just like the dirtiest, nastiest like metal band like headlining.
That's awesome. Where'd you see him?
That was in Sioux City, Iowa.
Okay.
Your first experience was like, I guess I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I was probably in sixth or seventh grade or something.
Oh, nice.
Oh, and Linkin Park also played that bill.
Oh, really? So, wow. So you have a Christian band.
It was a weird bill looking back
Linkin
on
Linkin Park.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But that was, you know, middle school. That stuff was pretty cool.
And now you're here.
Yeah.
Right. If you guys could have either Bob Dylan or Prince cover a Pleasure Horse song, which artist would you pick to cover it and why?
Bob Dylan.
Probably Prince, because it would be way more interesting.
I don't know. I think
that's true.
Well, like, so you guys have,
like, I don't know. We sound too much like Bob Dylan. Like, it would just be like, probably him just like playing the song and like being old and not able to sing.
But though, you guys, how many people are in the band? Six people?
Yeah.
Right. So if you like in a lot of Prince songs, there's five, six people.
Right.
So if you gave it to Bob Dylan, he might do something a little weird with it. Totally strip it down.
Yeah, maybe so.
I don't know.
Well, we only have one option at this point, so.
It's not a very good one.
Yeah.
There's no way that's happening.
Well, probably not.
If he's not going to show up to the Grammys for his poetry award.
Yeah, then. It would be a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
How did Pleasure Horse start playing together?
That happened pretty much as soon as I moved to Minneapolis in 2011-2012. Just starting to grab people who I thought could play, other musicians. I think when we first started, it was pretty much all South Dakota people who had moved to Minnesota.
Sure.
But I had just, I was in a band called We All Have Hooks for Hands, and we played here years and years ago, probably like 8 years ago, 9 years ago, something like that. And then after that band broke up, then I started kind of writing country songs, and then I moved here, and yeah, just slowly, slowly started asking people to join in, and yeah, we've been through a few members.
Yeah,
the cast has been rotating. That's one of the reasons that this EP has taken so long to put out, is because this is our third bass player since we recorded it. So
okay, interesting. How has your perception of the country scene been in Minnesota specifically?
Well, I think that when I first moved here, the Cactus Blossoms were doing their like Monday night residency at the Turf Club, and I fell in love with going to that and listening to those guys. I don't know. I think it's a pretty tight little scene, and it's you know, you don't have to be from down south to play country music anymore. You know.
Yeah.
It's kind of a misnomer, I guess.
Yeah, well, I feel like, you know, maybe Bob Dylan did us all a favor being so far north, right? Maybe he kind of was like, you know, you don't have
to after Nashville Skyline, it was all okay.
yeah.
It was our pass.
Totally. What is one thing that you guys are looking to forward to most in the band's future?
What do you think, Ben?
Maybe
probably recording another record.
I was gonna say maybe tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow. Oh yeah. Tomorrow we're playing this great show at the Cedar.
Totally. Yeah. we can totally talk about that. But I guess I want to ask a little bit after that though. So yeah. So you guys are playing tomorrow at the Cedar. They'll be playing with Little Fevers, and you can catch them at 8 p.m. But you said recording a new album.
Yeah.
You mentioned off air earlier that this album took a long time to produce. Is that maybe why you want to move on to the next thing?
Yeah. And because it's been so long, there's a whole nother 10 songs written and ready to go.
Nice.
And we've played probably half of them live.
Cool.
So, yeah. So I'm anxious to get started on that.
Get them out. All right, that'll put you guys at, there'll be two full lengths then. Two EPs and two full lengths.
That's
then.
Right.
That'll be awesome. We'll have to have you in again.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Totally. All right, well, you just heard from Pleasure Horse live in our studio here at Radio K. You can check them out online or in real life tomorrow, July 28th. They'll be playing stuff off of their new EP, New Lonely. But for right now, let's get back to the music right here on Radio K, Real College Radio.